It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's time for Ask Ross. It's been a fun-filled, record-setting, action-packed football season. The only way to end it is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares, including the coin toss, total points in the Super Bowl, will a lineman score a touchdown, the most valuable player. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLERS. We've got a lot of questions this week, Ross. Just FYI.
Interesting. I wonder why. I'm serious. Yeah. It's like a weird week to have a lot of
questions.
It is
a weird week. It's Super Bowl week. I'm looking at like...
There's no like real news.
Double digits.
AJ, while you were away, I think we had a young lady ask a question from California. That's pretty rare air for us, so hopefully that will continue.
Don't forget, the listener, Deem, with the number one question this week, will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get various rubs and sauces. We will announce the winner in quarter four.
Yeah, we've heard that before, Andy. We've heard that before.
I was on a three-week streak of getting it, and then a little birdie told me that last week it didn't happen. All right, first question. Are you ready, Ross?
I am ready.
San Carlos, California. Ooh. This is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
How much can you really learn about a player by watching tape? This is right in your wheelhouse. What do you look for when watching it? And is it a good substitute for seeing players in person? Thanks and love the podcast.
So is he talking about a college player or a high school player or an NFL player would be my question.
I bet you high school.
I would think high school. How much do you learn about him, seeing him in person?
Penn State purposes.
So I would say the higher the level you go up, the more you know about the person based just on the tape, right?
Right.
Like in the NFL, everybody's good. So there's no like, yeah, but who's he playing against? He's playing against somebody good. He's playing against an NFL player. College, it's okay, let's see him against Michigan or Ohio State. I don't care how he looks against Akron. High school, it's how big is this kid really? How fast is this kid really? And who's he playing against here? Like, who's the competition here? So as you go up in level, the tape tells you more. I actually don't think it's about necessarily even seeing him play in person as much as seeing them physically and seeing them in the drills. You know what they do is, and this is why summer camps have become the be-all, end-all. So the way it works now is, unless you are an easy, you look at the tape and you're like, okay, that kid's clearly a monster and give him a scholarship offer. If you're not that, they want you to come to their campus. Number one, that means they know you have some interest.
Right.
Number two, they can see if you physically look like the guys that play your position at their school. They can see how you look in the exact same drills that they do. They know what their safeties look like in a backpedal drill. They know what their safety's 40 time is, right? If you're better than that, then holy, let's get them. We need to get better guys. If you're worse than that, it's hard. Not only that, they see you against the other eight safeties they're considering, and they're able to whittle it down really good. You know, just as an aside, right? Because signing day, the second signing day is next week.
Right.
And it's mainly D2 kids because a lot of the almost all the FBS kids have signed, and then a lot of the FCS kids have signed already at the first one. D2 is not allowed to sign until the second signing day. There is no early signing day for D2. But what people don't realize is the kids that get decent scholarship offers to the PSAC, they are good.
Yep.
They are the best kids around here. And what happens is 8 safeties go to Colgate, okay, for a camp. Colgate has 1 scholarship offer for a safety. Whoever is the, and they're all similar, whoever is the best that day gets that $75,000 per year scholarship. He gets the offer, he commits. The other 7 guys who are that close, might even be better, but that day they weren't, they get between $3,000 to $12,000 max to go to a PSAC school. It is unbelievable how tiny of a difference in ability can make a huge difference for your family and their situation. It makes me sad because there's not that much of a difference and these kids are getting $3,000 and go to Bloomsburg, which is great. But like, he's not that much different, if at all, from the guys getting the FCS scholarships. It's crazy.
That was a good question, wasn't it?
Sorry, I kind of went on a tangent there.
That's okay. That's all right. This comes from Josh in Kalamazoo. He says, "Hey, Ross, with Penn State's lack of depth at wide receiver and a second blocking tight end, would you take a bet on DraftKings that a Penn State defender will take offensive snaps at some point this season, say maybe someone like Parsons, Owe, or Tarburton?"
Well, that's a good question. And what I would do is I would go to DraftKings, download the app, and use the code KSN to take that bet. That's a good question. No, they're not going to put a guy. They're not going to put a guy from defense on offense. They don't need it. I mean, okay. Who would it be?
Michael wants to.
What position?
I could see Nick Tarburton blocking.
What, Bob, he's like off the face of the earth. What happened to him?
He's one of those guys that's kind of gotten lost in the old. He might be, unless we don't hear something soon about old Nick, I think at this time next year, he might be in the TP. I'm not talking about toilet paper.
But he played like the first 4 games his freshman year. Like, he did,
and I think they probably found some things out about him. They already moved him right away.
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I thought he might even grow into being a D tackle. Let me just tell you, his video in high school, that kid is a total badass, and he can play for me any day of the week. His video, I thought he'd end up bulking up and almost being a D tackle. He was like a 250-pound linebacker in high school.
Yeah.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number 3, Ask Ross your questions. This one comes from David in Lancaster. Expectations for next year include being a little bit more run focused and often utilizing a second tight end over a third wide receiver. Do any of the tight ends other than Freiermuth project to be above average blockers? Thanks.
No, not right now. I mean, Strange is like a 210-pound receiver in West Virginia, so he never blocked, and he doesn't really have the size yet at 233. Kuntz has the frame. He just, I think, has a tough time, you know, getting there. And again, he played receiver in high school. You know, I got to be honest with you guys. This is a good question. Who's this from?
This is from David in Lancaster.
Okay, so here's the deal. Everybody now recruits the 6'5", 210-pound receiver, 20 pounds, 210, 220, and they move him to tight end.
Right.
Totally get it. Receiving is more important. Down the seam. They can run routes like a receiver. Adam Brenneman, right? That kind of guy. Zach Kuntz. I totally get that. Kosicki was a wide receiver. I have yet to see one of those guys that can block worth a darn. I just think it's really hard to be a wide receiver in high school.
Yeah.
And you don't really have to block anybody. Or if you do, it's like a 5'9 high school corner, Johnny Hedge Fund. Okay.
I thought that's you were blocking. That reference earlier, but that's
okay. So then the next thing, you're going to college, okay? And you put some weight on, great. Hey, here's how you block a guy. But then the first time you ever have to block a guy in your life, it's like Etor Gross Matos
or Jason Oway.
I mean, you want to talk about losing some confidence early in life, like early in your college career. It's like, and I know that's what everybody does, and I get why they do it, but Freiermuth actually played tight end in high school.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be hurting him as a receiver, but he actually played tight end, and he can block. Yeah. Now, you know what? I take that back a little bit. Because Bowers played receiver in high school. And Bowers turned into a decent blocker. Yeah. So I take that back a little bit. But not like a – like, you watch, like, George Kittle. Oh, my gosh. Everybody, please watch Super Bowl. Yeah. I think he might be the best player in the NFL.
Yeah.
Fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
Fifth-round pick from Iowa. 3 years ago.
They produced tight ends.
Watch that play on fourth down against the Saints.
Yes.
That's –
yeah,
but he's blocking. Yeah, it's crazy. Let's get one more. Although Lancaster Dave has a real good chance.
All right, this one comes from Chris in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Ross, can the baseball team possibly carry Hip and Hammer scholarship, resulting in one less for the football team under the scholarship cap?
Great Who's
show.
This person?
Keep it up. This is from Chris in Richmond, Virginia.
That's a great question. And the answer is, if you have any player that gets inside the white lines, that scholarship counts. So, for example, Gage Garcia is a running back from Southern Columbia who's going to play football and wrestle at Michigan.
Right.
I believe, I don't know this for sure, but I believe his scholarship is a wrestling scholarship. If he were, let's say he's got a full scholarship for wrestling, or half. If he were to get on the field for one play, that immediately counts against the football team scholarships.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise, you'd have 140 football players, and they'd be on a track scholarship, a soccer scholarship. You know, the NFL figured that loophole out real quick, because they did that back in the day. People would do that back in the day. You're on a, I can't remember who. There were guys, though. You're on a wrestling scholarship. You're on a this scholarship. You're on a that. As soon as you get inside the white lines for football, any scholarship money your county gets that. Which, by the way, makes it a lot harder for you to get on the field in football. You better be real good.
All right, that'll do it for quarter three from the Labatt Studio and Ask Ross. We're going to finish strong with quarter four. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.